In Transparency International's just released 2009 survey of world corruption, Afghanistan was only one step above the bottom rung, ranking 179th out of 180 countries surveyed. According to the group's report, only another war-ravaged state, Somalia, is perceived as being more corrupt. President Barack Obama is considering whether to send more troops to Afghanistan to battle the Taliban. Dispatching more troops would further commit the U.S. to a strategy of counterinsurgency in Afghanistan. The central premise of counterinsurgency is to win hearts and minds and weaken popular support for the insurgents. Georgetown University Security Studies Professor Christine Fair points out that corruption concerns policymakers because it undercuts Afghan support for their government and support among Western nations for the enterprise in Afghanistan.
I'm not someone who goes around thinking that this has to be a clean government. That being said, I do think that this counterinsurgency effort is not going to be successful until there is some handle on this corruption, at least to the point where the government can be seen as being effective. And it wouldn't necessarily be as problematic as in some scenarios if it weren't for the fact that the Taliban themselves actually market themselves as being the anti-corruption entity.
She adds that until recently, U.S. support for President Hamid Karzai was unquestioning, which may have fostered a climate of corruption.
The problem is, it's not only the government, it's just that we've facilitated it and enabled it, and we've largely been insouciant about it for the last 8 years. I mean, how can we credibly say that we want Karzai to do something about his brother's alleged narcotics activities while apparently the CIA has been paying the same brother.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Ronald Newman tells VOA he believes President Karzai to be a decent man, but points out that he does not have a great deal of actual power outside of Kabul and has to be very careful about alienating some people. Ambassador Newman says the Western nations have painted the Afghan leader into a corner with relentless criticism of his administration's conduct.
I think in very general terms in the last year or two, year and a half, that this strident public criticism and denunciation from the outside has also been a factor and has, in my view, been something of a mistake. The strident criticism, I think, is not effective, usually doesn't work. You know, when you shout at your wife in an argument, it usually doesn't get her to agree with you. Still worse among nations.
Ambassador Newman, who has just published a memoir of his tenure in Afghanistan, says there are different kinds of corruption and that at least some lower-level corruption is to be expected.
It depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about some money that bleeds around the edges for getting a road paved, but you get the road paved, you get it paved on time, you get it paved to the quality it's supposed to be, frankly, it's a nuisance. If you find that the road isn't paved or that the road is paved but breaks down because the corruption is so bad you don't get standards and quality, then you got a major problem. This may be a little less purist than the normal view, but I think it's more realistic.
Some analysts have argued that in some states, government is just so dysfunctional that corruption is actually the only thing that makes governmental machinery work. But Transparency International Director of Policy and Research Robin Hodes says the idea that corruption works is an illusion.
Even petty bribery, small bribery, is not a long-term sustainable approach to kind of grease the wheels. It was always thought that you needed a little bit of something to get the system going. But in fact, academic studies have shown that this is wrong-footed and that in the long run, by not having a level playing field, by not building systems, by not creating competitive markets, you're actually undermining development, you're undermining economic growth, and you're taking away the trust of potential investors.
In an attempt to blunt the criticism, President Karzai just announced the creation of a new anti-corruption unit. Robin Hodes says creating a new anti-corruption body is common practice when confronted with corruption, but that the track record of such bodies is mixed.
They can work. They can be effective. They need to be adequately resourced. They need to be independent. They need to have full vested powers that are given them, whether it's of investigation or prosecution. Above all, they need to have political will behind them, and then they can be effective.
Only hours after Mr. Karzai's victory in the tainted election, President Obama welcomed the Afghan leader's pledge to eradicate corruption, but frankly warned the proof of those efforts will be not in words, but in deeds. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.